from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Calvin Austin III, Memphis Tiger great, Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver, getting ready for training camp and nice enough to join us before he heads back to Pittsburgh for training camp. An important one, too, man. Important. A lot of change.
Yes, sir.
A lot of change. First of all, man, what's been good? What have you been up to in the offseason?
Man, things has been great. I feel like this is, like, my, I guess, first official, like, offseason stuff, because the year before I was coming off the foot surgery and everything. So it was, like, yep, you know, a mix of still getting healthy and everything like that. So, this year has been great. You know, I kind of just haven't been able to, like, train, spend time,
yep,
spend time with the family and everything. Me and Connor, we actually, right after OTAs ended in June, we got to go to Ireland for 2 football camps. So that was pretty crazy. That's probably one of the most fun things I did this offseason. So
you went to Ireland?
Ireland.
Dublin. So did they just, like, pick you randomly? Like, how did that happen?
So, you know, throughout our, like, communications team and, like, community service people, I would say I'm pretty good with, like, you know, helping out with kids and stuff like that. So they thought me and Connor would me and Connor same draft class too.
Got
so they thought we'd be, you know, good people to go up there and help teach them the American football.
That's what's up. So how long were you to Ireland for?
It was 4 or 5 days.
Okay. And did you get a chance to, like see it at all?
Yeah, we actually got a chance to, like, go to, like, the pubs.
Okay.
Because we were actually in downtown, so,
yeah,
like, we got to see, like, the shops.
Okay.
Everything. It's a cool place. I wasn't thinking that was going to be the place that I would be, like, the first place to go in, like, in Europe or whatever.
Right.
But I was like, it was pretty cool. The food was good, too. I wasn't expecting that.
For real?
The food was good.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
For real, yeah. It was good. And that's one thing I was like, because I'm kind of picky, so I was like, I don't know what I'm going to eat.
But yeah.
The food was good.
So you're not a beer guy, are you?
No, but I tasted a little bit of, we went to the Guinness factory.
Okay.
The actual, because that's where they make it. So we did this whole tour and everything.
Think
and
it was
crazy how big it was. It was like, we went through like 8-9 stories. It was like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So a busy off season and a lot of change. You know, the last time we had you in studio, because we've now made this like a tradition before camp, you know, we were talking about KP. And, you know, you were at his wedding and, like, you're getting ready for a full year with him. And you see sort of how fast that can change. And now he's not even a Steeler anymore. Now he's a Philadelphia Eagle. And so you've got two guys now in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, who we'll get to. But how tough was that last year, man? Because that was, you were healthy, but you didn't have the quarterback continuity maybe that you needed. So just how difficult was that?
You know, it was it did make things a little difficult, you know, just because when you go through three quarterbacks, no matter what team you are, you know, it's gonna be some ups and downs. So it was just a lot of I feel like it was just difficult because the offense really, we didn't catch our rhythm till what, probably like the last four games of the season. So
yep.
And then with offense, that's the most important thing is rhythm. So
yep.
I about to say, because as you see, once we started clicking, you know, things started flowing, guys started, you know, getting the targets, started getting the ball and everything. So I just think the continuity and the rhythm was really, we had to get that down packed. And so, you know, it just made it difficult for the running backs, receivers, O-line. It just made it difficult for the entire offense and for anybody just truly thrive. But like I said, once we got the quarterback situation and everything settled, I think we started playing some of our best ball.
Yeah, and now obviously, you know, you are, I assume it's Mr. Unlimited, at least to start. You probably haven't gotten a chance to talk to him as much yet, or have you, or... How's that been with Russ?
I've got a chance to talk to him a lot. Actually, I got back from San Diego, what was that, Thursday? We was out training with him.
Oh, okay.
At his crib. So, yeah, crazy.
So he's still all in like that.
Oh, he's all in. And that's what, that's the one thing about him is like, I know he's, I mean, because of who he is, his popularity, he's gotten a lot of, you know, he's got almost gotten a rep in the media.
Yeah.
And, so it's like hard when I was first meeting. It's hard not to, you know, think of that way. But like from day one, like totally down to earth, like, you know, hitting you up, texting you after like practice, like, man, you look great out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
That's he's texting you.
Yeah, like he's a cool down to earth guy. Like, and when we was out there training with him, me and some of the other receivers and tight ends. Like, you know, he invited us in the crib. You know, you got to
meet Sierra.
Yeah.
Stop. That's crazy.
What?
This man met Sierra.
We ate dinner with him.
Oh,
let's go. Let's go.
It's crazy.
That had to be like one of those moments.
Yeah, because I was like, man, I was listening to her and Bow Wow song like me. I'm like, oh, that's what? That's crazy, you know? But
yeah, dude.
Yeah, but like Russ has been since day one, like he's been that guy that like bring the whole team together.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Get on focus. I mean, because he's won a Super Bowl,
exactly.
So you know he knows what it takes. So
exactly,
whether that's on or off the field,
yeah.
You know, you got to like you got to build on and off the field if you want to get to the top.
Man, that's honestly because you know I didn't know what to expect, you know, in terms of that from him because he's 35. He's you know, his best days are, you know, probably behind him in that way. But and he's made his money.
Yeah.
But to hear him come into a new situation and him be all in like that.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell what year he's in. Because like
wow.
His focus, determination is like sky high.
I wonder if the way it ended in Denver has sort of lit a fire under him.
I think so. I definitely think so. And it's funny we play them at their house next year, so I know that'll be a we got to get.
That had to
sure.
be part of the calculation, man.
Like, yeah, he probably was like, I got to play them next
year. Yeah, because you know, I mean, Sean Payton definitely threw him all the way underneath the bus. And I don't know if you saw what he said in his locker room after he got benched, but he was like super professional about it. And he was like, you know, honest. And he was like, listen, I'm going to give my all every day and I respect the decision. He was definitely not bitter
about it.
You know what I'm saying? And at least publicly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he
yeah.
felt some type of way.
Yeah.
But I definitely could see a world where, you know, he uses that to motivate this season at 35. But also, you have Justin Fields. You know, have you gotten to know him at all?
He was out there too with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten to know him well, and no, he's a younger guy, so like we definitely connected
yeah.
and stuff. But
yeah,
like super cool and like fast. Like that's one thing.
He's, right.
Seeing him on like obviously on TV and stuff, you know, he's fast, athletic. But for one, he got crazy arm talent, and his burst, like when he's like actually getting out the pocket running. It's like,
yep.
dude, like what? Like, so yeah, it's going to be, I mean, we have two great quarterbacks. So, I mean, our situation is, you know, it's looking really good.
Yeah, no question about that. We're talking to Calvin Austin III, former Memphis Tiger, Pittsburgh Steeler here on the show before he gets ready for training camp. So when like, what does Russ say? Like, does Russ say like, damn, bro, like, I didn't realize you were this fast. Like, what does he say?
he actually said that exact thing because obviously he had Tyler, you know, and
okay.
Tyler Lockett, and we're kind of this similar build, I guess you could say. And he was just saying how, you know, I kind of, you know, reminded him of him in some ways. And he was like, you just extremely fast, you know. He's like, because, I mean, when we went, the first time I went, this is actually my second time going out to San Diego. We went out there earlier, right before the draft had happened. And, you know, he was like, I think it was like the first go ball we ran and like,
yep.
kind of had to, you know,
yep.
it was kind of, had kind of had to wait a slight bit, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I didn't know you was that fast. I'm like, yeah,
you're gonna know.
You're gonna see, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean that's how you scored your first touchdown against my Raiders. Go ball,
right Damn. Across the middle.
Damn, kill me, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, it was a weird feeling. I was like, I was happy and I was sad at the same time. You know what I'm saying? When you scored that touchdown.
Touchdown, man. That moment
was
still.
You put me in a tough spot with that one.
But I feel like it was only right it had to be against them.
Yeah,
Sunday night football, too.
Exactly.
Like, it was the perfect moment.
I appreciated the touch.
The touch, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciated, like, I'm going to score my
first. That was one for you, yeah. There we go. That was one for you.
You
right
have
now.
That ball?
You know what's crazy?
Oh, don't tell me you don't have it. Damn,
if
dude.
If you watch the video, like, it's, like, you know, when I scored, like, everything kind of, like,
yes.
I don't know where I was. Like,
no question.
No, I don't know where I was. Like, it was that moment just, like, and I remember, like, throwing the ball back and, like, thinking in my head, like, I really just scored Sunday night football. Like, that's what it was going through my mind. Like,
right.
And then I got on the sideline, and then I'm just like, somebody had asked me, and I was like, bro, I don't even care. I'm going to get another one. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm going to get I'm gonna score again and get a save
against
that one.
Against that secondary.
Yeah. But luckily, I think the Bengals game later in the season, I kept that one, and my whole fam was there and everything. So
that was the rushing touchdown?
The rushing touchdown.
Okay, I got you.
So,
yeah.
I didn't Good. Catch, so I didn't keep my first one.
That's
but
crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Well, like,
but,
somebody, like, isn't that sort of the, I'm not trying to, like, throw the Steelers team under the bus, but isn't that somebody's job? To, like, yeah. get that ball.
Make,
like,
no matter what.
It's
yeah.
a rookie. Like,
no, yeah.
you got to know, like.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
no matter what, make sure he
right.
get it. Like, bro, you going to want this.
It's hard. I get it because you're, like, trying to keep up. Was that Calvin? Was that somebody else?
Yeah.
Like, who caught that? But,
yeah.
like, yo, you know. It's
a click. Yeah.
First,
I see what you're
first touchdown of his career, bro. It's gone now.
I was about to say, so if somebody else somehow have it, hey, they got a special ball then right
no
there.
No doubt. You also scored a playoff touchdown.
Yep.
Do you have that
Buffalo.
One?
I have that
okay.
one.
He's got,
I have, look,
I was smart
go.
After that one.
I was smart after that one, yeah.
First, so I don't,
I'm keeping them all.
So what was that? So what happened in that one? What was that play?
It was a bunch set, and they were playing zone, so I was the outside receiver in the bunch, and I just had, like, a little hitch route at 5 yards, just split the zone defense. And it was actually, the reason I was in was because of the previous drive, Allen Robinson had got almost knocked out the game, and so I actually came in for him that next
wow.
drive, and boom, got the play call, was in the right spot.
No question. So you got two of the three. You got two of the three.
Two of the three.
That's good enough. That's good enough. So in terms of your this is year three.
Year three.
You know, if does it sort of feel like to you that it's important? I know every year is important, but, like, in terms of, you know, Deontay is in Carolina now, right? So there's an opening, right? I mean, how do you sort of view the battle for, you know, the receiver position this year?
I mean, yeah, most definitely. I mean, we have somebody like Deontay who was tenured there, you know, starting receiver every year he was there. You know, obviously when he's gone, that does leave a opening.
Yep.
But, you know, going into year three, like, that's all of what it's about, just, like, focus, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And also what makes it important is I've actually come in off of season, you know? Like, I couldn't, the year two, it was really year one. So I really
exactly.
didn't have nothing to come, you know, base it off of.
Exactly.
And, but, yeah, going to this one, I have something to, you know, I have something to almost compare it to.
Yes.
And, you know, playing in the games, you can't get that, you know, that feeling. So it's like
yep.
practice can never emulate that, so
exactly.
having game reps for me is just like made a world of difference, and
yep.
it just makes year three just makes me feel like, okay, you know, everything is right here on the table, so, you know, I just stay prayed up and just, you know,
yep.
just keep on working.
Is it a new OC? It's a new OC, right?
New OC, Arthur Smith, yes, sir.
Okay.
Arthur
so
Smith,
are you
yeah.
expecting a lot of four receiver sets? Like, what do you think that's going to look like?
So, you know, he came from Tennessee, so, you know, he's not, you know, in his past hasn't shown as too much, you know, like four receiver sets of sorts like that. But, you know, he's the type of OC that His personnel, he can go with what his personnel is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, talented, and we definitely got faster at the receiver end. So he's a type of OC where he can, you know, based off his personnel, is going to be kind of based how the offense is going to look, which I think is the best way to do it, because you want to put your players in the best situation. And, you know, you can see throughout OTAs and stuff, he's definitely been doing that.
Damn, bro. I was about to say, I was going to mention Cordero Patterson last year, but he brought his ass to Pittsburgh,
He's here.
It's like they just are tied. Like, Arthur Smith got to keep Cordero Patterson.
He got his guys,
That's amazing,
but
bro.
That's what else was crazy, seeing Cordero Patterson, because I'm like, dude, I don't know. When I was young, I see you taking back kicks.
No question.
When I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? So, like, now to be.
No doubt.
Right there with him is cool.
So in terms of that, because I think that might be interesting, there's new kickoff rules.
Yeah.
Are these helpful for Calvin Austin III? Like, how do you interpret the new kickoff?
So I think it's helpful just from the general standpoint of they were doing it because really they wanted to see more returns.
Right, it's all touchbacks.
It's all touchbacks now. So I think any chance you get – more opportunity to have the ball in your hands in space. So I was like, I think that's going to be a great rule. Specifically for me, yes. And just to see, you know, more returns of that nature. So it's just going to be, it's new. So that's the one thing, about the teams, I feel like, and the people that's going to succeed are the people who, you know, find that, you know, the right niche and how to do it exactly. Because it's going to be it's a lot of different methods and ways you can approach it, you know. So I think whoever finds what the best spark is, that's going to be the team and the people that, you know, make the most of it.
So are you going to return kicks, you think?
I think there's a chance I will.
Okay.
I think there's a chance.
Is that your ambition? Like, you want to do that?
I know. Definitely punt return.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Definitely
there.
Do punt return.
You're the
but
guy.
Like, kick return, like, I'm open to, you know.
Okay.
I'm definitely open to it. So,
but like,
yeah,
what's
that's
the, like,
I
what's the
do,
difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference between, like, if you're, what's the difference between a kick returner and a punt returner?
Like, for instance, if you ask, probably Cordero Patterson, he would be like, I'm not messing with that punt, bro. Like, you got it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like for kick return, it's like he's like perfect for it because he's huge.
Yeah.
So like if imagine him coming with a head of steam downhill.
Right.
He's running through any arm tackles, whatever.
Yep.
You know, you got to really hit him.
Yeah.
But so it's like for punt return, it's just having your eyes up with them rushing. And, like, tracking the ball. You know, with punt return, there's so much to spin, the rotation, how he's angled up. You know, kick return is usually – it's going. But with this year is going to be different with the spray.
That's
it's going to be
saying.
Different kicks being sprayed.
Yeah.
So
– I mean, they may get to a point to where they say, you know, it might be Calvin too. You know what I'm saying?
Because
if it's all the same now where, you know, they're rushing at you just like a punt.
Definitely, yeah. So it was like, so that's why that's how I looked at it too. I was like, that could be another opportunity.
They get a head start, don't they? Isn't that the rule or what is it?
The rule is they're going to be, the kicker is going to be at the same spot. The defenders are going to be all the way up to like the 40 maybe.
Okay.
And the returning team is going to be, it's going to be a 10-yard distance between them. And they're going to be lined up across each other.
I mean, it's basically a punt.
A punt. And so they can only move once the ball is caught.
Oh,
and then once the ball is caught, once it hits the ground in the little landing zone, that's when you can go. So that's why the preseason and stuff is going to be like a good thing
to
watch. Yeah, a lot of trial and error.
It could be like, I mean, honestly, it could make that a weapon again.
It could definitely
weaponize
it. And that's why I said whichever team weaponizes first is going to be, going to make a lot of touchdowns off of it.
Yeah, because and it's like, maybe it's not even just that, but it's like you're not starting at 25 every drive now.
Exactly.
You're at the 34, the 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you're looking for every small edge in the
NFL.
And, like, you could be that. You could be, I mean, like, you know, if obviously, yes, you want to be a pass catcher and you want to make plays on offense as well.
I just want to make plays.
But,
exactly.
It's like, I'll do what you need me to do. Do you think that's why Mike Tomlin has sort of been so high on you over the years, is your willingness to, you know, humbly do anything and everything?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I feel like that started from being a walk-on at Memphis. Like, you know, when you're a walk-on, you got to, you know what I'm saying, whatever the coach asks of you to do, if you need to be on scout team. I remember one of my Navy scout week was probably my toughest week of being a walk-on, like having to do all the chop blocks, insert blocks.
Wow.
I'm just – so just – it's just – really, but that just kind of defines who I am. Like, whatever it takes, you know, to win. And yes. Especially, like, I mean, having the ball in my hand. So it's like, right. Yeah, I think most definitely he can see that willingness to whatever the team needs that I'll be willing to do.
And what is it, in-season Hard Knocks, too?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was really surprised, though, because I know Pittsburgh throughout their history are usually more, you know, private and stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, too.
It's a new day, man.
It's a new day.
That is probably, like, in season with that division.
They're going to see some stuff.
It's sick.
Yeah. So I said, they're going to see some stuff then. Like, it's going to be some good content.
Which of the three, right, was it Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, which of the three is it, like do you get most up to play?
Cleveland? Yeah, for one, going to Cleveland is, like, definitely, like, their fans,
yeah.
Their fans are ruthless.
Yes.
Like, their fans are ruthless. Like, if that was the first environment, I was like, yo, this is an away game. Like, I feel like, you know, Baltimore has always been the rival, but it's also a respect thing there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like now the Browns are, you know, on the climb a little
yep.
bit.
Yep.
And so it's more of like a, you know, they coming in,
yep.
like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that attitude. So it's just like a...
For sure.
So I feel like the Browns
are disrespectful.
Yeah.
On purpose.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They gonna try you. So you gotta get right with them, you know? So
yep.
I'll say the Browns. That's the one I'm like, yeah, we gotta beat them.
I feel like we've kind of seen everything there is to see with the training camp Hard Knocks. And so I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, the end season, because especially with those four franchises, you know what I'm saying?
Quality, yeah.
And
those quality
and they're legitimate rivalries mm-hmm. too. And every single team has a real quarterback, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like that's going to be we ain't talking about no rookies, we ain't talking about no, you know, second year guys.
You seen the real deal.
Yeah, man. So that's going to be the best division in football, no doubt about it. Talking to Calvin Austin III, former Memphis football player, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers in his third season. Let's talk a little Memphis football. Are you getting any of that back pay? Are you familiar with that yet?
No, I had saw that come out because me and some of my boys, we said in a group message, we had sent it. We was like, hold on, do we get to see some
right,
of this?
Right.
I haven't followed up on it, but
we got to follow up on it.
We got to follow up on it. See,
yeah.
I think we owe something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have a good contract with Pittsburgh, but you know what? They've never said you can have enough money. They've never said that.
There we go.
Never heard anybody
it's
say
not
that.
A rule.
You know
not
what I'm
a
saying?
Rule.
So that's one thing, and then. You know, they're off season, man. You know, they got the commitment from the highest rated quarterback ever in Antoine Hill.
Yep.
You know, they've got the Tennessee leading tackle from a year ago. They have real NIL money now. They have the FedEx announcement. Like, just as an alum, how does that make you feel seeing the momentum that Ryan Silverfield and this program's got?
Man, happy, man, happy. I've reached out to a couple of the guys that committed, actually, you know, anytime I see that, because I feel like I'm still a part of the team, you know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah.
always Memphis, so anytime one of the guys, you know, commit, I'll give them a follow, shoot them a little message, like,
that,
need anything,
oh,
I got you,
up.
You know, so.
That's awesome.
Man, I'm just excited excited for the season. I'm especially excited to see, you know, my guys like Seth and Kobe Drake, Rock Taylor,
yep.
some of the guys that I, you know, was still on the team with. So I think they're going to have a great season.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I said, I love the momentum that is surrounding the Memphis football.
What do you make of Rock? I mean, he definitely feels like he's going to be the top option next year. Although Kobe Drake could be right there, too. Like, it does feel like a ridiculously talented receiver room.
Yeah, they're ridiculously talented. And, Rock has definitely come, like, from seeing him from his freshman year to
right.
where he is, like, how he was playing last year, so much growth in his game. And you can see a more of a level of maturity and everything.
Yep.
So when I was watching him last year, I was like, yep, ready for Sunday. You know what I'm saying? When I was watching him. So,
oh, you think
I
so?
I think this year he's going to really, like, put everything together and be – more of on a national scale than just
yeah.
you know conference and everything. I think he's really going to take.
What about Seth? What do you think about him as a quarterback? I mean, obviously he's putting up the numbers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure he'll be on boards. But like, what do you make of him? Like, what is? Are there NFL, you know, I'm saying abilities that you see in him?
Oh yeah, most definitely. For one, just from his arm talent. I mean, he has an arm, so that's number one. You have to have that. But also just his. Durability for sure. I'll say that, and just you don't see as many people as smart as him. Like, so that's probably one of the biggest transitions from going to college to the pros is just, like, are you able to, you know, call plays, retain plays,
right,
make adjustments? And I know that's something that'll come super easy for him. So,
yep.
And also, I think I was listening earlier, like you said, like, those big games this year, I'm definitely excited to see him play in those big games.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, that's something you have to see, you know, against against a faster defense, you know, or, you know, against those NFL caliber defense, you want to see how a quarterback can make reads, you know, make the throws in zones and all that stuff. So I think he's very capable. So I'm just excited to see him do it this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, I mean, it just makes it a lot easier to evaluate when you see it against, you know, I mean, people can burn Temple up. People are going to burn Temple up. I'm not trying to run over Temple, but we get it. You know what I'm saying? Do you have – are you taking a TV like Patty Mahomes to training camp? Will they let you get away with that?
Man, so it's crazy. So a lot of – we can, but – I'm a guy, like, when I go into that room at, 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, I eat, watch a little film, and it's, like, bedtime for me.
Do they have a TV in the room?
Yeah, well.
They don't?
We stay at a, you know, Pittsburgh.
At a prison. I mean, y'all stay in a prison, bro.
He said that, not me.
But it's a Division III school, you know?
Oh, okay.
So it's actually, I don't want to be... I don't want to misquote it, but it's, like, one of the biggest, like, I don't know how to say
liberal
it. But, like, with like, nuns and stuff. Like, in, like, the country almost.
Okay.
So, like,
a monastery.
A monastery. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It's one of the biggest ones. So, I mean, the dorms are a little outdated, but, I mean, it's a nice campus, though.
Yeah,
we go there.
They ain't got to worry about y'all messing off at night with the nuns, bro. That's why they picked
getting after it.
You know, it's strictly football.
That's
crazy.
Right. That was for George. That was for, they did the monastery for George Pickens, man. He's a dog, ain't no doubt. Are you playing college football 25? Are you gonna get it?
So I'm waiting until I get my P5, and it's crazy because I really, when I'm back here, I usually don't play the game as much because I keep my game up in Pittsburgh. So I'm gonna get my P5, and I'm getting it. Like, some of my boys already been sending me, you know, Road to Glory and stuff.
Right.
I'm loving the graphics and everything. I'm like, I got to go and get on it. Like, first game I'm playing, too.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee. I'm turning it.
There you go.
I'm 50 piecing them.
Love it, dog.
Yeah.
That's for the pro. That's for the city right there.
That's for the city right there.
Yeah, you got to do it. So you're saying you don't have a PS5?
I don't. I have we got an Xbox. My rookie year, we went to the rookie premiere thing in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They was like, if you sign all the signatures, you get a free Xbox.
That was with, like, Panini?
Panini.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, when I finished, got the Xbox, I was like, I guess I'm an Xbox guy now. That was my first Xbox, too.
Okay.
I was really a PlayStation guy.
But all your friends are on PS5?
Yeah.
But I think they got crossplay now, bro.
They do, but so, I was like, you know what? Everybody was like, getting on to me. They're like, you got an Xbox, man? I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go back to my roots and get the PlayStation.
So what did you do with the Xbox? You sell it?
I still have it. Look, okay. I would say I haven't got the PS5 yet.
Yeah, you got it.
So
come on, man. You're better than this.
I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm behind.
But
I'm behind.
Now you're going to camp. So,
right.
But then you're going to be in the middle of the season.
Yeah. So we may be here next year. It's like, I'm going to get it.
Exactly. No, I don't think you're getting it, man, at this point. He is Calvin Austin III, one of our favorites, no question, from the Tiger, Pittsburgh Steelers. All the best this year, as always.
And
we love having you before camp, and we'll be rooting for you. Thanks, brother.
Thank y'all.
We'll be back. Jason and John, Artie Turner Family, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency going to be your best friend when it comes to the real estate process, helping you sell your home, first-time home buyer on the other side. They do the best of anybody in the Memphis area. They get the best results. They know how to market your home. They know how to reach a network of buyers and get you competitive offers. That's what they do every single day. Interest rates coming down. Market's going to get hot. Might be a good time to list. Might be a good time to buy. Reach out. SoldToLiveLoveMips.com. I'm going to put my guy on blast for a minute.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to put my guy on blast.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Can you tell us this? Is this inbounds, what you're about to tell us?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's inbounds. I mean,
okay.
I don't think it's private information.
Okay.
But we just had Calvin Austin in studio. He's about to get off for Pittsburgh in training camp. Nice enough to spend time. Last year he joined us, it was actually during his bye week. So it was not training camp, it was his bye week. But he always makes time for the show. We're very appreciative.
Can I just
say,
and I know what you're about to say, but I wanted to say, we see hundreds of people every year, celebrities and stars and receivers generally. I'm not trying to speak out of school here. Behavior. That is the sweetest human that comes through our doors every year.
There's no doubt.
It's notable. It's ridiculous how cool that dude is.
There is no doubt, and you could tell that.
Notable.
Mom and dad did a great job.
Oh, my God.
Mom and dad did a great job.
If my son can act like that,
no
man,
doubt.
And I hope he blows up because he'll be the same dude like you pointed out.
I think this is his year. But let me say this about Calvin.
Please do.
He very well could be listening. But we go outside and I take him out, you know, the studio, right?
Yeah.
We dap up and he's about to leave. And there's two cars out there, right? There's a Nissan Altima, like an older Nissan Altima, and there's like a BMW truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, my guy, you know, damn, he flexed on me in the BMW truck. So I dap him up, and he's like, "All right, man, I'll see you, you know, later this year, you know." And I'm thinking he's about to walk over to the BMW truck.
Yeah,
he gets into the Altima, man. He gets into the Altima, and I'm just like, you know what? That's Calvin Austin.
That is that dude.
That's Calvin Austin.
That is that dude.
Because he has the money to buy a BMW, right?
Whatever he wants.
But he is. I bet that's the car he drove at Memphis. I don't know that, but I bet that's the car.
I bet it is too.
I bet that's the car he drove when he was a Memphis Tiger. And he's just like, he's just wired that way, man. You know, he's just wired. And it's possible it might be one of his family's car and he just doesn't have a car here. I don't know. But it's funnier to me if I just think it's his car from Memphis, okay? Like, and the idea that a millionaire and a wide receiver, he could have Ubered here. I think that's his car. I do.
He's fantastic. Shout out to you if you're listening, Calvin. We appreciate it every year, and you're the best.
He is a gem of a human being. And, you know, he's a tier one ambassador of Memphis football. Yeah. Like, he reps hard for
Memphis
football.
By the way, and healthy, he is a blowtorch, too. Oh, like, he can get down the field now.
No question. I mean, he's
going to do well this year.
Well, I mean, it tells you everything. Like, I was actually surprised to learn that Russ was all in as he sounds like he is.
It sounds like he is.
You know, because, I mean, at 35, you know, on a one-year deal.
Well, I bet Denver humbled him a little bit. You go through a little adversity there. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Let me get this thing going here.
And probably
in the
lit
Steelers,
a fire under
Steelers.
His ass, too.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of go back to your way. You're probably like, okay, what made us good in Seattle? And you're probably like, all right, like, let me call up my guys. Let me talk to the younger players. You know, let me try to bring this thing together and be a leader. Like, I think there's something in the tank because he's got an arm. I think the whole system it was a disaster in Denver.
Brady played till he was 45, right. You know, so you can do it in this day and age. And it's not like Russell's really running anymore, right?
No.
He's very much not a mobile QB in the way that he used to be.
Throw the ball to that dude.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just the 5 yard, and he can take
slant.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, we'll see on kick returns, but he's already shown that he's such an asset in the special teams. You know, segment of
He's got the game. I like what they're doing with the kickoffs. I'm listening to him talk about preseason. Like, it'll be curious to see how these zones work for these kickoffs.
Right.
You know, and how they start that
thing. Yeah, no, it'll be fun. And I think Calvin Austin stands to be one of the players in the NFL that benefits the most from it.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. Always happy to catch up with him. It's going to do it for us today. And this week, Jason will be back on Monday. So looking forward to his return. Thanks to Calvin Austin III for joining us. Thanks to Anthony Sane as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.